side setback is actually 12 feet 6 inches. He's seeking a 4-foot side street setback. And the back is 10, and he's seeking a 10-foot back property line feet setback. For the assessor's information, the property is 64.3 by 55 in size, with a single-family home built in 2004, and is located on Lot 23, the Pine Woods Village subdivision. And I'll go ahead and read the staff recommendations earlier at this time. If the Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request 2008, approval of one would be approval of a front setback of 5 feet, side street setback of 4 feet, and back setback of 4 feet for the decks to be added on to the existing home. Provisional permits would be required before construction began, compliance with all other provisions of the Canyon County Development Guidance Code, again, the decision record to be recorded within 120 days. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the applicant.
Okay.
I'm not Doug, I'm okay. I'm his wife, Tammy. Doug is the safety director for the company we work with.
Okay. And Tammy, if you would just step up and pull out towards you and state your name, please.
Called away the, we have an employee that was involved in a very serious rollover accident this afternoon, late this afternoon. So he had to go work that job. I'll do my best to answer any questions that y'all have. I did bring some neighbors of ours, if you maybe have some questions of them. I know he did call Missouri One Call and took some pictures, if you would like to see them, of the utilities that could be involved, that are not involved. There are those. And like I said, I'll do my best to answer any questions.
By covered deck, obviously you've got like an elevated surface and then there's a shade portion on the top. Is it going to be enclosed at all on the sides?
There is no cover at all at this time. It's just it's not really a porch at all. It's just a front door on the front of our house. There is no covering. We'd like to put a covering on there and enclose it with screen is what we'd like to do.
I guess the reason I asked that question, it looks like your property is on a corner property in which if I'm pulling up in my car to that intersection, I'm going to have to look and see if there's oncoming property or oncoming cars.
Yes.
Is that going to obstruct that view?
I don't believe it would, sir.
Okay.
Is there a stop sign there at the corner?
Yes.
One of the things that we're tasked with doing is looking at, you know, peculiar and exceptional circumstances and it being an undue hardship for the property owner. Help me understand why this is peculiar and exceptional for you.
Well, as you know, all the homes are of small stature and we do live there full time and it would increase our living space. We are outdoor people and it would help us extend our living area. We would use it as part of our living room. We do have a very small living room in our home.
Okay. Did you not know that when you bought the house?
We did. We thought we could deal with it, but over time we realized maybe we're not quite as ready for that as we thought we were. That's the honest truth.
You'd like to step up? If you would please state your name.
Sure. My name is Robert Sturgeon. I'm a neighbor there.
Okay.
When you're looking at the side of the house and everything, it's just a big old field out there away from it, so there's no traffic coming in from that area over there. This just kind of enhances the ability for these folks here to make it just more comfortable. And it's a very nice place, beautiful neighborhood. Probably one of the best neighborhoods in the area. but they don't do any kind of bad work there or anything like that. So he is really, he's really made that place look great there in that neighborhood. I wanted to add that to you, if you would give that to him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
I don't know if I have any questions for the applicant, but I think I still internally in my mind struggle with, is there an undue hardship on this property owner because of the peculiarness of this, this lot, or I just haven't gotten past that in my head?
Like I said, I'm sorry Doug couldn't be here. I'm sure he was more prepared for this than I am. I don't know if there's a way to postpone this until he can be here. I don't know.
Scott, if we've already addressed this, is there an opportunity for her to postpone this?
Yeah, the board could look at it and say that we would like to get more information from the actual person that was going to be there. And
okay.
I heard her testimony. You just make a motion to postpone it to the August 19th meeting or the next meeting, which will be August 19th, and we can bring it back during that meeting.
Okay. Well, I actually think that's a good idea, so I would go ahead. And, ma'am, if it works with you, then I would go ahead. David Hurd would make the motion to postpone this item until the next meeting, which I believe you said was August 19th.
Yes.
Corey Roebuck would second that.
Okay, we have a second. Can we go ahead and have a vote?
Corey Roebuck, aye.
David Hurd, aye.
Rick Caudill, aye.
Rick Persinger, aye.
Okay.
Trent Edwards, aye.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Kind of caught me off guard.
That item will be postponed until the next hearing. Thank you. And I believe, Scott, are we ready for the next item?
Well, okay. You guys are doing a great job, man. I really appreciate this. So, case number 2010B is the Southern Missouri District Assemblies of God. They're seeking a lot size variance from the provisions of Article 9, Section 3, Table 1, which is the minimum lot size of the Taney County subdivision regulations, regarding subdividing or amending parcels with septic tanks as their on-site wastewater system. Applicants requesting a variance for the ability to form a minor subdivision between two adjoining lots that would allow them to reduce their lot and plat around the neighbor's shed who is encroached on their property line, which in essence would reduce their lot, and they want to plat it within 7 feet away from it so it meets the setback. And this would be done by forming that minor subdivision. So the north lot would gain, which is good, but then they need a variance on the south lot to be able to reduce it. Because from the assessor's information, it's already 1.38 acres in size, and the minimum size for lots with septic system as the wastewater system is 2 acres. So our staff recommendations would be approve the variance from the 2 acre minimum lot size requirements, Article 9, Table 1, Subdivision Regulation, would be to approve parcel 24/20/001/001/008.00, a 1.38 acre parcel for the assessor's information. For the ability to reduce it in size, you guys can set a maximum amount. I did not put that in there because we have not surveyed exactly around where that would go. They just surveyed the property line. But by the measurements I did, and I think I put that in your packet, that it would reduce from 3,000 to 5,000 to 6,000 square feet. They can address that maybe tonight. But you would be approving that to join with lot to the north, parcel 20. 420-001-001-007.000 to form a minor subdivision which would allow
the north lot to grow by the same amount that the south lot reduced. And then a minor subdivision plat would be recorded with the Taney County Recorder's Deed Office. Compliance with any other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and then again, the decision of record filed with the Taney County Recorder's Deed Office within 120 days. And then the minor subdivision would be administratively reviewed and signed. It just has a requirement it has to meet. I would turn it over to the board, the applicant.
Okay. If you would, please state your name.
My name is Al Pulis. I live at 155 Edge Hill Drive in Ridgedale, Missouri. I'm pastor of the church. I do have one quick correction. They're not reducing the size by 500 or 700,000. It's not 5 to 7,000 square feet. It's 500 to 700 square feet. Pretty narrow sliver. Long time ago, relatives on both sides of that property line, they were related. One of them decided he needed to build him a shed. He knew when he built it that he was building it on the property line. But they were all kinfolk. Nobody cared. I wish he were here tonight to help understand what he did, because he's complicated the location of the shed. I think with wisdom, prudence, we as a church feel we just like to give them our half of the shed. It's not either one shed. It's that line goes right about dead center through it. But either way, we just feel wise, it would be wise to just give the owner the half of the shed that's on us and the setbacks to go with it, 7 feet from the part that sticks out the furthest to the south, and then run that to the front pin, and then go past the shed 7 feet. It's going to be a really easy survey. It's just a real narrow triangle. They will own the entire shed and a setback on the side, I believe, that would satisfy planning and zoning. Just going to give it to them, and that's going to simplify life for everybody.
I see.
And Al is correct. I apologize. It is 400 to 500 square feet instead of 1,000. He's correct.
So you're going to go back from the property line.
Current pin on the 60, old 65 Ridgedale Road, back past the shed, shaving the edge of it at 7 feet. You know, go out 7 feet south. I think the front corner of the shed probably sticks over on us by a few inches. And the back side, we go to that, go on back 7 feet past the back of the shed, cut back over to the same line and the original lines. Just basically give them the shed and the setbacks to go with it.
I assume that shed is not movable?
It is movable. Property line I've suggested that, but this is the direction we are going.
Your sewer, none of that is near this location.
We don't think so. It goes out behind the church and goes off there. I don't see anything, to my knowledge, without digging it all up. I would say I don't feel it is.
Now, the picture I have in his red line here doesn't go all the way to the front of the property. You're just putting it, taking a notch out of the
front. You mean the top side of the page? We would go from the pin at the road, established. I talked to,
if you would, show us here, because I'm looking at exactly what Rick's looking at.
I'm not showing you just for the purpose
it's such a narrow sliver.
This is showing about 10 foot wide and 56 long.
But it's not coming to the front of the property line.
Well, no. It goes from the... wherever the easement is, back past
wherever the corner is of the property.
That's exactly right. It goes back past the shed, and it cuts back to the lot.
So this is not right.
No.
Okay. So it's going to go. It's going to go like this.
This is as simple as possible triangle.
And you're trying to be neighborly, it seems to me.
Triangle or